So I'll just begin our loving kindness for a loved one with a few words to help us get into it. So it's important to be aware that loving kindness meditation is a way of training the mind, training the mind heart. And loving kindness meditation is actually our second core meditation in this program. The practice harnesses the power of language and imagery. Concentration and connection. The concentration part with the focus on the phrases can give rise to some calmness and relaxation. But loving kindness meditation also calms us through affiliation, through comforting and soothing. So instead of the breath as our focus for mindful awareness, it will be the phrases as we get into them. And so to appreciate the power of language, you can just think of a time when you may have injured yourself and how that physical injury, the sprain or the cut, how it's healed. And yet, there may have been harsh words spoken to you at some point in your life, some point in all of our lives, and you may still feel that injury of those words. So it's important to remember that loving kindness meditation is an intentional practice. We're cultivating goodwill. We're cultivating these good intentions that will develop over time into positive internal conversations, positive good moods over time. So allowing ourselves to settle into a comfortable position. If you're at home, you might care to do this practice lying down, or even standing, and placing a hand over the heart area or wherever we experience soothing touch. As a gentle reminder to bring not just awareness, but loving awareness to the practice, to our experience and to ourselves. And just settling into the breath, perhaps even feeling the breath through the heart area. And we can also help ourselves with this practice if we bring a tiny bit of a smile to our faces, a little upturning at the corner of the eyes, a little upturning at the corners of the mouth. As if we're breathing into the smile. The smile is radiating down into the throat, into the chest, the belly. And so now bringing to mind a person or a being who naturally makes you smile. Could be a child, a dear grandparent. Could be a dear pet. Someone that when you think of him or her, You have no ambivalence. It's just real easy. Natural friendliness arises for you. And so imagining this one, what he or she looks like, what it feels like to be with this being, creating a vivid image in your mind's eye of this one and enjoying the good company. Notice how your heart with this one can easily open into goodwill, recognizing how this being, like all beings, wishes to be happy and free from suffering. And so now we'll use some phrases. So we let the phrases be the object of our mindful awareness as we hold in mind this dear one, this loved one. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. Silently repeating the phrases to yourself as you hold the loved one in mind. And when attention wanders, no problem. Just returning to the words and the image of the loved one and savoring any warm feelings that you have. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you be peaceful. May you live with ease. And now, gently slipping yourself into the picture, into the circle of goodwill, bringing yourself alongside the loved one, or hand in hand, arm in arm, in one another's laps, whatever makes sense, face to face, and just having a sense of yourself with the loved one. Visualizing as best you can. And if it helps, you can use a sense of yourself as a young child, if it helps. May you and I be happy, repeating the phrases silently to yourself. As you hold the image in mind, may you and I be happy. May you and I be healthy. May you and I be peaceful. May you and I live with ease. May you and I be happy, pardon me. May you and I be happy. May you and I be healthy. May you and I be peaceful. May you and I live with ease. And now, as you are able, letting go of the image of the loved one and letting the full focus of your attention rest directly on yourself, hand over the heart or wherever you experience soothing touch, to way to help yourself, feeling the warmth of your embrace, your soothing touch. Noticing any stress or uneasiness within your body, lingering with you and giving yourself the phrases, may I be happy, may I be healthy, may I be peaceful, may I live with ease. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I be peaceful. May I live with ease. And now just letting go of the phrases, connecting with the breathing, settling into your own body, feeling whatever it is you're feeling, exactly as it is. And finishing off the practice now with three breaths, as mindfully and kindly as you can.